Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a new hobby you picked up recently. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I've noticed that discussing hobbies is a common topic in the IELTS speaking test. The question, describe a new hobby you picked up recently, frequently appears in part two, also known as the long turn. This topic allows examiners to assess your ability to speak at length about personal experiences, use appropriate vocabulary, and maintain fluency. Let's explore how to tackle this topic effectively to maximize your IELTS speaking score. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask you some general questions about hobbies to warm you up. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q1. Do you have any hobbies? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I do. I enjoy reading books and playing basketball in my free time. Band 829, answer, absolutely. I'm quite passionate about a few hobbies. My main interests lie in photography and gardening. I find both activities incredibly rewarding as they allow me to express my creativity and connect with nature. Q2, how do you usually spend your free time? Band 6-7, answer, in my free time, I like to watch movies and hang out with friends. Band 8-9, I tend to make the most of my leisure time by engaging in various activities. More often than not, I'll be found immersing myself in a good book or honing my culinary skills in the kitchen. I also make a point of dedicating some time to physical exercise, usually through yoga or cycling. Part 2, Long Turn, Cue Card. Now let's focus on the main topic. Here's a sample cue card you might encounter. Describe a new hobby you picked up recently. You should say, what the hobby is. When and how you started it, why you chose this hobby, and explain how you feel about this new hobby. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a new hobby I recently picked up, which is painting. I started this hobby about 3 months ago when I was feeling stressed from work and needed a way to relax. I chose painting because I've always enjoyed art, and I thought it would be a good way to express myself. I started by watching some YouTube tutorials and buying some basic painting supplies. At first, it was challenging because I didn't know much about techniques or color mixing, but as I practiced more, I started to improve. Now, I try to paint at least once a week, usually on weekends. I feel really good about this new hobby. It helps me relax and forget about my worries. It's also satisfying to see my progress as I create better paintings over time. Overall, I'm glad I started painting and plan to continue developing this skill. Sample answer. I'm delighted to share with you a new hobby that I've recently taken up, urban sketching. This artistic pursuit involves capturing scenes of city life through quick, on-location drawings. I embarked on this creative journey approximately 6 months ago, spurred by a chance encounter with a group of urban sketchers at a local cafe. Their enthusiasm and the vibrant energy of their sketches instantly captivated me. Intrigued by the concept, I decided to give it a try myself. The choice of this particular hobby stems from my long-standing fascination with architecture and the hustle and bustle of city life. Urban sketching provides an ideal outlet for combining these interests while also challenging me to observe my surroundings more keenly and capture fleeting moments in a unique, personal way. I must say, this new hobby has been an absolute revelation. It's utterly transformed the way I perceive my environment, instilling in me a heightened appreciation for the subtle details that often go unnoticed in our daily lives. The act of sketching serves as a form of meditation, allowing me to fully immerse myself in the present moment and find tranquility amidst the urban chaos. Moreover, urban sketching has opened up a whole new social dimension in my life. I've joined a local urban sketchers group, which has introduced me to a diverse community of like-minded individuals. Our regular sketch crawls around the city not only enhance my skills, but also foster a sense of camaraderie and shared passion. In conclusion, urban sketching has proved to be far more than just a pastime. It's become a profound source of joy, personal growth, and connection. I'm thoroughly excited about continuing to develop this skill and explore new facets of this engaging hobby. Follow-up questions. How much time do you dedicate to this hobby each week? Have you encountered any challenges while pursuing this hobby? Do you think this hobby has changed you in any way? Part 3, two-way discussion. In Part 3, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q1. Do you think hobbies are important for maintaining a work-life balance? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I think hobbies are important for work-life balance. They help people relax and forget about work stress. Hobbies can also make people happier and more productive at work. Band 8-9 answer. I firmly believe that hobbies play a crucial role in maintaining a healthy work-life balance. Engaging in leisurely activities serves as a vital counterpoint to the demands of professional life, providing an outlet for stress relief and personal expression. Hobbies offer a sense of fulfillment outside of work, which can significantly enhance overall life satisfaction and mental well-being. Moreover, the skills and perspectives gained through hobbies can often translate into improved performance in the workplace, fostering creativity, problem-solving abilities, and a refreshed mindset. Q2. How do you think technology has changed the way people pursue hobbies? Band 6-7. Answer. Technology has made it easier for people to learn new hobbies. They can find information and tutorials online. Also, some hobbies like photography have become more accessible because of smartphones. Band 8-9 answer. Technology has revolutionized the landscape of hobby pursuits in myriad ways. Firstly, it has democratized access to information and learning resources, enabling individuals to delve into new interests with unprecedented ease. Online tutorials, forums, and virtual communities have created a global network of enthusiasts sharing knowledge and experiences. Furthermore, technology has given rise to entirely new forms of hobbies, such as digital art, coding, and esports. It has also transformed traditional hobbies, enhancing them with digital tools and platforms. For instance, photography has been revolutionized by digital cameras and editing software, while music production is now possible from home studios. However, it's worth noting that this technological influence is a double-edged sword. While it has undoubtedly expanded opportunities, it may also lead to a more sedentary lifestyle and reduced face-to-face interactions. Striking a balance between leveraging technology and maintaining the tangible, real-world aspects of hobbies is crucial for a well-rounded experience. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To embark on, embark on, phrasal verb, to start a new project or activity. Example, I embarked on my journey as a painter last summer. To delve into verb, to research or examine something thoroughly. Example, I've been delving into various painting techniques to improve my skills. To hone, hone, to improve or perfect a skill over time. Example, I spend my weekends honing my photography skills. Adjective, very enthusiastic about something. Example, I'm an avid collector of vintage cameras. To immerse oneself in msen phrase, to become completely involved in something. Example, I love immersing myself in a good book during my free time. Profound, profound, adjective, deep and intense. Example, my new hobby has had a profound impact on my well-being. Examiner's advice, to achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test when discussing hobbies. Use a variety of vocabulary and avoid repetition. Speak at length, providing detailed responses with examples. Use idiomatic expressions and complex sentence structures naturally. Show enthusiasm and personal engagement with the topic. Practice speaking about your hobbies regularly to improve fluency. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and natural use of language are crucial factors in achieving a high band score. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.